Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In a perfect world, everyone would make rational decisions. However, our next guest says that when it comes to the average person's finances, rational decision-making is not only abnormal, it's almost non-existent, and that's because of something he calls behavioral bias. William Jeter is a chartered financial analyst with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. William, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Let's go into a little bit more of the definition of a behavioral bias.
Sure. So in economics, there's this concept called rational economic man. And the rational economic man always makes perfect financial decisions. In real life, no one makes perfect financial decisions. And so any factor that's the difference between the rational economic man's perfect decisions and your decision making is what we'd call a behavioral bias. And they can be cognitive or emotional in nature.
All right, well, let's distinguish between those two.
Sure. So cognitive biases deal with information. They either stem from having misinformation or misinterpreting information, whereas emotional biases don't have anything to do with information at all. They're reacting unpredictably to scenarios. If it's okay, I'm going to use a couple of quotes from the show, actually.
My show?
Your show, Mike.
All right,
your
great
show. To show some cognitive biases as well as some well-done cognitive ideas. So I heard a quote in December that said, "A stock market that is seeing increasing volatility." That's true. Late last year, the stock market was seeing increasing volatility. But the stock market's inherently volatile. It rewards you well investing for long periods from day to day, month to month, or even year to year. We don't know what's going to happen there. We saw a 20% dip in the market last year from its top to its bottom. That's uncomfortable. But it turns out that happens once every 4 or 5 years. It's happened 21 times in the last 90 years. On the other hand, in January of 2018, we saw a period of 15 consecutive months of positive returns in the S&P 500 and 22 of 23 positive months. Now, I turned 29 this past weekend, Mike, and in my lifetime, we've never seen a period longer than that of positive returns. So likely what we really saw at the end of 2018 was more of a return to a more normal level of volatility off of an extremely low base in 2017. Contrast that with another quote from the show, "How low can unemployment rate go? We're at a 50-year low. I went back and looked at the economy in 1968, the last time it was that low, et cetera, et cetera." That's perfect rational economic man right there, no biases.
Okay, and so how about emotional biases? And that, I'm imagining this is where the trouble comes in.
Yes, and so the most famous one in finance is called loss aversion. And what loss aversion says is people feel more pain from a loss than they do from an equal-sized gain. But emotional biases are really best understood with some real-world type examples. For most of my life, my parents, the lot behind their house was vacant. So when they were backing out of the driveway, they just had to check the cross traffic and they could scoot right out, didn't have to worry about anything behind them. The past few years, some houses have gone up across the street, and now my parents have to look behind them when they're backing out of the driveway, and they cannot stand it. They complain about it all the time. Now, there are much more rational things to complain about. If you ask me, not much sense in that.
Are there other behavioral biases that we need to worry about?
Yeah, Mike, I've seen some sites that have counted over 150 biases. Now, I don't think it makes any sense to try and learn 150 biases. That wouldn't do you any good. But if you get, 10 or 20 of them down and you really learn them well and can identify them, I think you're going to make a lot better decisions, both in finances and just normally throughout your life.
And is there a reference you would recommend that people go to learn more about behavioral biases?
Of course, yes. So this is not in any of the CFA curriculum, but I really like Charlie Munger's system. And he gave a speech called The Psychology of Human Misjudgment. And he goes through 25 biases that he's seen prevalent throughout his life and gives fantastic real-world examples. And it's quite funny as well.
And this might help people manage their money.
It very well could, yes.
William, thanks for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
William Jeter is a chartered financial analyst with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.